Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.
Welcome to another fantastic episode of My Mama Told Me,
the podcast where we dive deep, deep into the pockets of black conspiracy theories
and try to prove the theories of you, the listener, with your stinking ass.
You stinking bitch.
Yeah, boy.
You stank booty bitch.
You knew. Wipe that shit. You knew you didn't finish wiping when you got up.
You idiot. That's why we bought the wet wipes. Because of your actions.
I don't care if you're in a rush. You finished fucking wiping.
You stayed till the job's done. That's what I always learned.
The job can wait. Your asshole can't. You finish what you're doing.
I'm David Boring.
I'm Langston Kerman. And we're coming in hot today. Hot and funky today. I love that.
I like it. Poop talk.
Yeah, poop. And we don't do a lot of poop talk on this podcast, I would say.
No, we could get there, though. We could start.
I'm not opposed to it. I'm not above it. But I am identifying that's not where we're at the moment.
I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Couldn't agree with you more.
I honestly, I'll tell you the truth. I pressed that because it said sweet brown. And I forgot that that's what the drop said. I thought
right,
I was
that's
gonna,
the name of the lady and not
yeah, I thought I was
the description of the audio.
I thought it was poop based. That's on me. That's on me.
Do you know Sweet Brown, after that video, ended up getting sponsored by like a dental company and like did a full like series of dentist commercials and got her teeth fixed and like
that's
sobered
beautiful.
Up and shit. Yeah, it was really nice.
That's the best. I hope that's how it goes for the Corn Kid.
I don't have a lot of hope for the Corn Kid.
No,
I'll
they're
be
gonna
real.
Kill him. They're gonna kill that boy.
The same like six white people keep showing up everywhere he is to interview him and be like, I still want you to be the Corn Kid. And he's like, I'll be the Corn Kid, I guess. It's like, this is creepy, bro.
Yeah, I don't want it. I don't want it to go that way, but.
No, it started
Someone get this jigaboo away from me.
I love that that's how you feel about the Corn Kid.
I for his own sake.
Sure. It's one of those where you got to talk a little nasty to him so that he gets out of there and makes a different choice.
Talk a little nasty to him. That's how you get the titties on your forehead. What are we talking about today?
I don't know, but we got an email. This is exciting. We got an email from a person named Whitney. Whitney sent us an email, and she said, well, the subject of the email, that's more important at the moment. The subject of the email is biracial booty mini episode is what she's calling this.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
exactly.
What we have to call this now.
That's what I think is the only thing worth calling this episode is biracial booty. But she said, my mama didn't tell me this, but I'm a mom, so I told me that. Okay, I like what you're doing, Whitney.
Yeah.
She said, if a girl is biracial, you can tell which parent is black by her body. I grew up with some biracial girls. Yeah, I thought you might like this one. I thought this might spark your interest.
This one is complicated.
Yeah, she says, I grew up with some biracial girls who all had the same daddy, but different white moms. Holy shit. All of them had a big booty except for one. There were like six of them. They were very attractive girls, and this stemmed my interest in this subject. I have a thing for looking at people's butts, so over time, I noticed that the black / white biracial girls with black daddies have a nice ass, whereas the girls with the white dads have white flat booties. Most of my references are from people in my life, so celebrity examples besides Halle Berry, but I trust that you and David will get the thoroughest, most detailed research on the topic. Bye, bitch, Whitney.
Well, Whitney, you got what I need. I'm trying to.
Hell yeah.
I also like to look at booties.
All right. And hey, third on that one. I would say a unanimous decision. We all like to look at booties.
Yeah, I think it's across the board as far as this side of things. That is a spicy take. Here's the thing about biracial. We need a bigger sample group, is what I think, right? Because she's only talked about black being mixed with white. And I think, as we know from having been across this great nation of ours, there's a lot of things you can mix black with.
Yeah, you can mix black with pretty much everything.
It's like the color of clothes. It goes with everything.
It ain't gonna ruin that outfit. Put it on.
No, man, go on. Throw on a White Sox hat, whatever you need to.
I will say that as I think about women in my own life who are biracial with black dads, a lot of them don't be having big butts. I ain't even gonna hold you. I don't know that this affirms the conspiracy or denies it, but I do know that if I'm looking at my own sort of like a catalog of butts that I've seen on mixed girls, then black daddies be popping.
I'm trying to find the exception to the rule. I'm trying to think if I've ever known a mixed woman with a white father and ass. And I am drawing a blank.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
And I wonder if I was a white father.
He had to spank that butt flat. You don't know.
No,
want that.
That's not what.
You gotta beat it till it's good and smushed. You don't want that walking around your house.
I just thumping. Wonder culturally. I wonder thumping. Culturally, he'd have to be like, she didn't get that from our side.
Sure.
Right? Like, that's probably like alienating between you and your big booty daughter.
It's almost, there's an obligation to explain the body somehow for this white dad to be like, well, it's complicated, you see. Whereas, like, I think for a mom, women are much more progressive and just can be accepting of each other's forms, whatever they probably
also,
are.
Are you saying that the big booty genes in black men are so dominant that they will take over, like, they kind of take over the small?
If I'm to follow what she's suggesting correctly, I think she's suggesting that much like a receding hairline, the gene is passed through your father's side, not your mother's side. That's if I'm understanding what's being laid out here. That big booty comes from your daddy.
Here's the research that I want that a lot of people aren't bold enough to take on.
Mm-hmm.
Do these dads have ass?
Okay. I like that you did the Bill Clinton.
Do these fathers have ass?
And it's a good question. Do you have the power to pass this ass on directly, or is this skipping generations ass kind of vibe?
Right. Like, is it more of a recessive thing? Because I'm willing to to me, it makes more sense that these dads just got ass and maybe.
Yeah, I got a thick daddy and
my
therefore
dad's got
I am
hips.
Thick. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? He played on the line, but he was a tight end. He was
thickness is as thickness does, and I does.
Yeah, and I does it. I does the thickness. I think that makes more sense to me than the dad's holding some. But, I mean, it is like the hairline thing, like, right? It might be recessive that the dad. I just. This is going to. There's no way to say this that doesn't sound complicated. It is wild to me that I may be carrying the power of the butt of my mother. Like, that feels like the sins of the father type of situation.
Well,
No, I don't think big butts are a sin. This is
Yeah, you're really you're fighting some stuff here.
I'm backing myself into a strange booty shaped corner.
there's a Quora that Olivia sent us that says, is the size of your butt genetics or not? And a person responded by saying the size of your butt is going to be attributed to four main things. Your bone structure. This is your unchangeable genetics. I don't know what bone's got to do with all that meat. The original and insertion points of the gluteus muscles. Again, genetics. How large your butt muscles are can have variation based on how much of your little or how little you train the muscles, however still constrained by genetic potential, and then how much fat stored on your butt. The numbers of fat cells you have is genetic, but how full these fat cells are can be changed.
Call me crazy, but this sounds like it was written by a white dad, right?
Yeah, no, it was a white dad being like, well, statistically and scientifically,
how much of the fat cells are stored?
Genetics say you can't have fat cells.
You got to train that ass. What are you talking about?
If you really want a big butt, then believe in your butt. And yeah. Maybe.
Where was this answer January 26th? 6th. 26th was payday.
Yeah, January 26th was just a... just a regular day in the afternoon. No,
yeah, no. I was having a good time. I feel like for this conspiracy, for me, the jury's out. I got to go to the field. Go to the field.
I'll say this. I think in general, I'm tending to agree with the conspiracy, or at least feeling open to the possibility of it being real. The only person who's coming to mind that I feel like might disprove this is Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey's the celebrity that keeps popping in my head
who's her dad?
I assume a black man. There had to be a black man in that, and she ain't got no fat ass. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm. She saved it for up top.
Yeah, no. and hey.
Which is respectable. I think that's cool too.
I love a good savings account. You know what I mean?
Put them on my forehead. That's maybe the most intimate detail I've ever shared on a podcast. I'm for it. I would just like to know if this is... I'd like to know if the dad's got ass or if it is a recessive gene that we're all holding. Because if we're all holding the power to more fat asses in the planet, oh, man.
That is proof of the patriarchy, if ever there was one, of not only us wielding the power, but us not, in fact, blessing and bestowing everybody with it. It's like if
that's what makes me feel like it might be from the dads having ass and not this recessive gene.
Here's the challenge I pose to the listeners today. Go find Mariah Carey's father. Take a picture of that ass. Find a picture of that ass. Help us understand, is Mariah Carey's dad thick? And therefore, this theory is disproven? Or is Mariah Carey's dad flat-bootied? And therefore, the genetic tracing that we're talking about could possibly be true. And we got to do more theorizing, or rather, more testing in the field.
Fucking bars, nigga. Fucking you know nothing about that.
Hell yeah. This is on y'all. We need your help to find out if Mariah Carey's dad was in fact thick.
My mama told me, as a community, it is time for you to come together.
What the fuck else?
Find that ass.
Do you have to do besides find us Mariah Carey's thick ass daddy or not thick daddy?
Yeah, boy.
Whitney, I hope that this helps. I hope that this is at least, it seems if I'm landing this plane, I'd say that you have our support.
Seems like we've at least gotten the ball rolling.
Yeah, you're not bumping up against, sometimes people send us stuff and we're immediately like, no, this is silly. How dare you? You ain't being silly, baby girl. You onto something here.
No, I'm all for this. I'm all for this.
You have our support. We look forward to sharing the results with you as they roll in. And man, I love this. I get to go stare at mixed asses and
for
just
work.
Yeah, and just be like, nah, baby, I'm doing my job.
Run that back. I'm gonna be watching Girlfriends all night.
Yeah.
But damn, you, Tracy.
But damn, Tracy has a black mom and woo.
Woo. Sitting on, come on.
Sitting on a hump.
Oh yeah. Oh man.
Just a hump.
That thing is great. She's doing well.
Yeah, no, we're all
And her dad, pretty white guy.
White guy. This is starting to work against you here, Whitney. I don't know.
Whitney. Well, send us all the butts you can. We'll sort through them.
That butts and pictures of daddies. That's all we need.
Yeah, and then we'll make some kind of a flow chart, and we'll get back to you.
You should hear from us at the top of the year, I think.
Yeah. We'll have some conclusive evidence one way or another.
There's a lot of things moving and shifting around here, so it'll take a second, but we'll get you some answers. Bori, could you tell the people where they can find you and what cool shit you have going on?
Find me at Cool Guy Jokes 87. Come out to see me at a show. And, look at your light-skinned butts for me and tell me what you think.
I second the light-skinned butts part. And as always, you can follow me at Langston Kerman on all platforms. And that's all of it. Bye, bitch.
Why are you coming home?
Motherfucking mini-episode. Mini-episode. Motherfucking mini-episode.
My mama told me.
Motherfucking mini-episode. Mini-episode. Motherfucking mini-episode.